Blog Talk Radio.
Today, do
need that today, just reach out and touch him. Yes. Grab the hem of his garment. Whatever you can grab, just grab hold by faith.
Heavenly Father God, thank you for that beautiful music. Lord, please make me whole. Glory be to God. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry. I'm your host tonight with What's the Word on Women Speak Now, our Thursday broadcast of the Now Network. Amen. Family, we are halfway through this year, and we thank God that he has kept us here for his purpose. Amen. I thank you, Pastor E, beautiful family, mighty man of God. I thank you, and I thank God for allowing you this platform that we can reach the masses across the world, amen, and share the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We do this. We thank you for this day that you have blessed each and every one of us, each and every one of us, Father, that's on this platform. We thank you. And we thank you, Father, that you have blessed and opened our eyes, and those that's not on the platform and those that's come on the archive, that you have blessed everyone on this earth, Father, across the world, across the nation. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for Jesus that paid them. He paid. He paid with his life, Father, for our sins, and we thank you, Father, for that. And we thank you, Father, that Jesus, I thank you, Father, that he's changing our lives, because I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he has changed my life. Father, we thank you just for your word, for your living word. And, Father, we thank you for your unconditional love. Father, I petition my prayers to you in Jesus Christ's almighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, family. This evening, family, I'm going to just share with you some of the scriptures that helped me through the Word of God, that strengthened me. They strengthened me in my spirit where I can deny my flesh. And, family, I tell you, you may be able to relate to some of these scriptures, too, also. Amen. First scripture, family, tonight, get your pen and pencil, write them down. Write them down for future use. Go to his word, because I'm telling you, there's so many scriptures in his word that can strengthen our spirit, because like we know, we all need our spirit to be strengthened. And if our spirit runs low, his word will feed our spirit. Amen. First scripture tonight, family, I want to share with you is Psalms 118:24. We know this one. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Family, every day that the Lord makes is good. It's good. It's so good. It's good over our circumstances, over the world's circumstances. I thank our Father God. I thank our Father God for sharing his goodness. He shares his goodness with us all the time. All the time. But we have to just make sure that we keep ourselves positioned to receive it. Amen. And family, this comes easy when we stay focused on Jesus and on him. We can't let nothing and nobody distract us from Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And yes, the closer we get to seek Jesus, the more we seek Jesus, yes, the enemy will come. He will try and kill, steal, or destroy our spirit. But we have to stand firm on our faith. Stand firm on our faith. Amen. Last night, family, I tell you, I had to pray. I had to pray to the Father for forgiveness, for letting this flesh. Sometimes I tell you, this flesh is flared up. I have to pinch myself, put it to sleep, because I tell you, this flesh will get us all in a world of trouble. I tell you, we are to live and walk in the Spirit. Amen. But I thank God, he is a forgiving Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 4 and 26. It tells us, do not let the sun go down on our wrath. And that means wrath, anger, and frustration is included in that. We have to pray. Amen. I had to call on him to keep my mind stayed on him. I tell you, no matter what the enemy throws our way, we can rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ooh, trust in the Lord. Next scripture, family, I want to share tonight. This is one of my favorites out of the Word of God, the Bible, his Word. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Yes and amen. And I know I can't do nothing, and I won't do nothing without him. This is family when we believe. Yes, when we believe, all things are possible. When we believe, then we will receive the things that the Lord has for us. And we can do all things. We can do all the things that he's calling us to do. He's calling you, me, everybody on this line that hears this word. He's calling all of us to do something. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. We just have to ask him. And each day is a new purpose. We have to ask him, Lord, what is my purpose today? What do you have purpose for me, specifically for you and me too? Amen? Family, what may seem impossible in the flesh, oh, thank you, Jesus, we will have to see it and believe it in the Spirit, and we will receive it. Amen? Because with God, nothing, again, I say, nothing is impossible. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have won the victory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have to tell ourselves, yes, I can. We have to know, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Amen. Next scripture, family, I want to share another one of my favorites. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It tells us, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. Yes and amen. He said in everything. That means, family, we cannot pick and choose what we want to thank the Father for. We cannot pick and choose, amen? Because when things are good and when things are bad, things are rough, and when things are tough, I tell you, we still have to thank the Lord. I tell you, when you do know better, I tell you, you don't know. But I tell you, when you know his word, oh, thank you, Jesus, you do better. Amen? Thank you, Lord. He's been so good. We have to thank the Lord, family. Thank him. We thank him over our circumstances. We thank him over the world's circumstances. You cut on the news, it's so much happening in the news. People are hating each other, and God is love. They are taking each other's lives. I tell you, family, we have to just thank him over the circumstances of the world and continue to praise him. Amen, family? I tell you, when things don't go the way we want, we still have to thank him. I tell you, when that great job, when you have that great job, when you rolling in a good car or so, you give thanks to the Lord. But sometimes if things don't go your way, you fail to thank him. We have to thank him and keep our mind and our eyes on the prize, which is in Christ. We have to trust the Lord, that he will provide. He will provide all our needs and our family's needs. I tell you, but family, he'll provide our needs, but our needs don't include our wants. We may want a whole lot, but the Lord knows what we need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Next, family, I want to share with you another one of my favorite scriptures. I love the whole word of God, amen. But this is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Family, I tell you, we cannot get this one wrong. It's not about us. He must be the head of our lives, the beginning, the end, and all the in-betweens. Glory be to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, we don't have to be rich. We don't have to be well-dressed. We don't have to be well-versed to seek him. If you need a Bible, the Word of God, you can contact our Now Network family through P2E, Provoke to Purpose Ministries, Pastor E, and get you that word, okay, because everybody needs this word. And we got to do it now. True saying, don't put off things to do today for tomorrow. You can do it today. Do it now. Amen. Ooh, glory be to God. Family, I just have to praise him because the Lord is so good. Because you're on this line, I'm on this line. He woke us up. He woke us up. And I thank God he woke me up and you too in your right mind. Amen. Glory be to God. Family, what we have to do, we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing? Are we doing things for ourselves? Or are we doing for him? Because it tells us, seek first the kingdom of God. Are we spending time with him? I tell you, family, we got to be truthful to ourselves. Are we spending time in our relationship with him through his son, Jesus? Are we sharing him with others? We can't share him with others. I know I can't. Because I know I got to keep learning and meditating on his word and get these scriptures within me so I can share them with others. Amen, family? We have to, family. We have to be, because I tell you, we're doing this for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can't help but praise him. I can. Ooh, glory be to God. Next scripture, family, I want to share with you is Matthew 22:37. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God, your God. He talked to me and you too, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Amen. With all our mind, letting our minds be like Christ Jesus. And yes, family, it's not always easy, but we can. We can call on it. I do. I have to call on the Lord constantly. Who? For put this flesh to sleep. Amen. And loving our God. Nothing and nobody before Him. Amen. My nephews always want me, well, they always want to hook me up. Hook me up. I laugh and I tell them, Auntie don't need or want no man right now. I let him know, the Lord, he knows the desires of my heart, and he shall send the man to find me when it's time. Glory be to God, I tell you. Because, family, my relationship with him through Jesus Christ, this is what I'm seeking. I'm seeking more of him. I want to know him more. I want to be intimate with him. I want to know more of his ways. I want to know his will, so I'm doing his will. Amen? I tell you, I want to know him so I can share him. And I want him to know me so he don't say, I don't know you. He has to know you too, family. Amen? Ooh, glory be to God. I tell you, it ain't no way for him to know, for us to know. It's no way for us to know his love that he has for us if we won't let him. We have to let Jesus into our hearts. Let him. Amen. Ooh, glory be to God. The word of God, it will change you. It will change the way you think. It will change the way you treat people. It will change the way you love. Because your love won't be superficial. It will be from your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Next scripture, family, I want to share is Psalms 37:4. That is scripture. It tells us, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. There we go. That's the desires. You desire a man, you pray to him. Tell him what you want and be specific. But family, I tell you, this means not just some of the things. We're not just doing this because we want God to give us something. We're doing this because we love him. We worship him. We adore him. We magnify him. This same thing, family, goes to this people, like people saying, I go to church. I'm speaking of the building because the church we know is within us. But just going to church, to the building, just because you think it's the right thing to do, or because my ancestors did it, my parents did it, my grandparents did it. No, we can't do that. You have to have your one-on-one relationship with him. He held in you, me, he held in each and every one of us accountable for our own personal relationship. I can't ride on Pastor E's coattail. I can't ride on my mom, grandmother's coattail. I got to carry my own self. I have to carry my own relationship. And it's an ongoing. It's an ongoing process in this relationship. Never ending. Jesus all day. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. Ooh, he's been so good. Amen, family. I tell you, we have to know the Lord. We have to know the Lord, and we have to know that he will give us and provide us what we need. Amen? And everything, I tell you, everything that we want, I don't know, because the wants have to line up with his word, his will, and his way. A lot of things we want, we know they're ridiculous, you know, so we have to make sure they're lining up with his word. And I tell you, family, when you pray to the Lord, the desires of your heart, be patient. I tell you, the Lord is working on me, in me, on patience. Because, family, God's timing is not our timing. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. So be patient. Amen. Next scripture, family, I want to share with you tonight. James 1, 2 through 4. And it tells us, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. It says, because knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, ooh, thank you, Jesus, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I have to say, let the church say amen, hallelujah, lacking nothing. We're going to have some trials in this life and in this hope. But the thing is, it's how we go through them. Do we give up? Do we quit? No, we don't. We press through. And we give thanks. We give thanks to the Lord in our trials because we trust him. And we know he will never forsake us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I can't help but praise. Now, family, I'm going to give you another scripture here tonight. This is a huge one. This is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord. We all know this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He's speaking to each and every one of us, family. Trusting him, family. And yes, we cannot lean on our own understanding. I tell you, our own understanding can get us, I know mine, get us in a lot of trouble. Ooh, because we know that's going against his word. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, God is truth. And we trust him. And I tell you, we will know him when we can call on him. And when we know him, we know he hears us. When we trust him, I tell you, and let him direct our path. We go around, we can go through life stumbling, not knowing what we're doing. Because we're trying to do things our way, and we're not on the principles of the word of God. But I tell you, family, I hear so many, they'll call on them in the time of need. We need them all the time. I know I do. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Shandala Boshe. Hallelujah. Family, the Lord, he has given all of us. He has given all of us. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He has given us the Holy Spirit to help us. To help us in times. And the Holy Spirit to convict us. The Holy Spirit will convict us when we're going wrong. I'm telling you. When you hear, you know you're not supposed to be doing that. When you hear that little voice in your head telling you, you know you shouldn't be doing that, this or that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We hear it and we know it. But do we obey? Do we obey the Holy Spirit? I thank him all the time. I thank him all the time, family, because he's been so good. He's been so good to me. He's been good to me better than I was to myself. But I thank God. And I tell you, family, anytime you start, it's never too late. Start now. You know, people think you got to clean up. You got to clean up to get to Jesus. No. Come as you are. Hallelujah. I can't help but praise him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, he wants all of us on this broadcast, He wants all of us in the world. He wants all of us to make it. He woke us up, family. He woke us up this morning. No, it wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't the neighbor next door. It wasn't. It was the Lord. So I wake up thanking him. I thank him before I get into my prayers. When he opened my eyes, I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because he wakes us up and he starts us on our way. His word, family, his word is vital. And we mean vital. You know, you go to the hospital, they tell you vital signs are not good. They're going down, the vital, your vital signs. You need them vital signs to maintain your body. His word is vital for our body. We can't live without him. We need him in our lives. Yes, we need him, and we should. He should be superseding everything in our life. And we have to want him. Amen, family? I tell you, the jobs we have, the cars we drive, and those dollars in our wallet, those all belong to him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You know, when I think, when I hear people who foolishly say, they did this, they did that, and I hear them, but they forgot to thank God. Thank God for allowing me to do this. Acknowledge him for what he has done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Give him, thank you, Lord. You got to just thank him for what he has done. You cannot take credit for nothing. I tell you, all these things belong to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, family, we trust him. Again, I say we trust him. We trust him when things are good. But when things go bad, as they say, go south, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes things can get bad, but are we still trusting him? Sometimes things are bad and we go through bad times or hard times. That's the Father. That's him disciplining us. He disciplines us because everything God does is good, even his discipline. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank him for disciplining me because I tell you, there's sometimes I know I needed a spanking. I can't help but thinking, oh, hallelujah. Family, here's another scripture I'm going to share. Jeremiah 29:11. And it tells us, for I know the plans, thus says the Lord, that I have for you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And family, he's speaking to you as well as me. I tell you, when we are reading and meditating on his word, he speaks to our heart. And God, he is no respecter of persons. I tell you, we are all his children. He is our Heavenly Father. Amen. He loves us. He loves all of us unconditionally. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, family, he wants us to live good and prosperous lives, to be full of joy, love, and peace. I thank him. I thank him all the time for my peace because, you know, like again, I said, impatience. Because the Lord, he knows which areas we need special work on. Amen, family? He is a loving Father. You know, Father's Day, family, just passed by. And I know all you fathers, you want the best for your children, right? And Mother's Day was last month in May. And all you mothers, you want the best for your children, too. Amen? So, family, we have to know that our Heavenly Father, he wants the best for us, too. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, we can mess up his plan that he has for us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When we go through life just doing things our way, doing our will, oh, I think this is okay. But what did the Lord say? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. It's his way. Sometimes you got to ask yourself before you do anything. Go to prayer in him. Ask him, before you even buy this. People go out and buy major appliances, a house. did you get asked? And next thing you know, they don't have it. But did you go check with the Lord first? Lord, is this the right time for me to get this house? Should I get this car? Should I do this? Do you think he will leave? This is our Heavenly Father. He cares for us. He loves us unconditionally. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I can't help but praise. Next scripture, family, I'm going to share with you tonight, Ephesians 4, 25 and 26. And it tells us, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of us speak, I tell you, speak the truth with our neighbors, with his neighbors. It says with his neighbors. For we are all members of one body, one another. And be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Yes, we are one body. And when he says neighbors, it's the neighbor next to you, next to you, next to you, next to you, across the nation, across the, well, it starts across your neighborhood, across the city, across the county, the state, the nation, across the world. This is to tell them the truth, the truth. It says, therefore, putting away lying, but let each one speak the truth. When we're speaking the truth, we're speaking about Jesus. So that's across the nation. We're sharing Jesus. I tell you, we got to tell somebody the truth of Jesus. And we got to be, family, we got to be true to ourselves. I tell you, it's work. It's constant work. Like Pastor E saying, there's no time off. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, no time off. I tell you, God and his word, it can change us. It can change our lives. It can change our circumstances and how at least how we look at our circumstances. Amen. Family, Jesus is love. And we are to love one another. That's why it says, love your neighbors as you love yourself. And we are, our family, to pray. Pray for one another. Pray for one another. Pray together. And forgive. Forgive one another. Amen, family. Next scripture, family, I'm going to share with you tonight. This is a good one, too. This is John 8:36. Tells us, therefore, whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Family, I love to share this one. I love to share this scripture with my ministry to those I write who are incarcerated. Because I tell you, this just to let them know, they can enslave your body, but never your mind. When you it stayed on Jesus, I tell you, we have to let these minds we have in our heads, we have to let them be like Christ Jesus. We have to love more and don't hate. Amen. The word of God can change anything. Anything that's going on in you, around you, it can change. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. That's when we believe. Will we believe every word of it and we apply it to our lives? We have to let him do his work, his work in us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Next scripture, family, tonight I want to share with you James 4, 7, 8, and 10. Tells us, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then verse 8 tells us, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. And number 10, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Amen. Some of us, family, some of us have some problems with submitting. Submission, something about that word gets to some of us. But we have to read up on submission in the Word of God. And it tells us how we should and who we submit to. And also, family, to draw closer to God, we have to be seeking him. Love with Evangelist Valentine, to seek his face. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord's face. Amen. Family, He gives all of us. He gives all of us 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day the Lord has given each and every one of us. But how much of us are we giving to him? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. How much of the time that he gives us? I'm saying, not just thanking him for the food that he provides or the money he provides. And I tell you, but just spending time with him. Maybe we don't even thank him because we may not know he provides it all. He does. I tell you, it's a true thing. We do know better because we know no better. And he tells us, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. Everything we need in life is in his word. All the principles. But we have to apply them to our lives. Amen, family? Family, we find time to do everything under the sun that we want to. So what we have to do, we have to want this relationship with him. We have to want him, and we have to want more in our relationship with him, amen, to grow. And family, humbling ourselves in the sight of the Lord. God sees all we do. He does. I tell you, he sees all. I tell you, others may not see it, but he knows us. He knows all of us. He knows all of us from our inner being. He knows our hearts, and he knows, family. Humbling ourselves, I tell you, it tells us, I am nothing. I am nothing without God. But I am, family, I am a vessel for the Lord to use. Amen, family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, that ends my session tonight for What's the Word. I'm going to close us out in a prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray to you that you have used me as a vessel tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the word that was shared tonight and scripture shared tonight did not fall on deaf ears. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we all can use the principles of our life that we can live by. We can all apply your word to our lives, Father. Father God, I just pray, Father, I pray right now and I pray for our nation, Father. I pray that all the ones in our nation here in America, North America, I pray that they prepare themselves, Father, and be prepared and in position to go out and cast their votes for the authority appointed by you, Father. I pray this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I petition all my prayers to you and your Son, Jesus Christ's almighty name. Amen. God bless you, family. God keep you. I love you. This is Minister Terry. Turn it over to the mighty man of God, Pastor E. Or I'm signing off. Amen.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. Do you know what that means? That means I've pledged my life. I never knew that this was meant to be. Redeemed. Are you?